This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get some phone calls. We got ticket texts. I brought up that I went and saw a Broadway show for the first time in my life. Kelsey's a big fan, dragged me out. I didn't know how I'd feel about it. I enjoyed it, surprisingly. We've asked you guys if you have that story, that you've introduced your partner to something that they were hesitant or the other way around. You go, I don't know if I'm going to like this, and it opened your mind. Ticket texter says, if you liked Parade, you have to see the Book of Mormon.
Yes.
You'll love it, John and Lake Orion.
That's what we were hoping to see when we were in New York, but we didn't buy tickets in advance. We just kind of like, okay, what can we get tonight at this time? And we missed
it. That's why when I would go up to New York, a lot of them were the, you know, quote unquote off-Broadway shows, just because you could get, you know, better access to it. And they're still really good.
And Fisher Theater was a great venue for it. Like, I don't know if the last time people have been out there, but we were up like balcony over to one side and they have the little... Because Heather, you talked about this off air. Sometimes you can't hear everything they're singing. They have like a teleprompter facing the other way. So if you miss a line, it's right there. So you're never behind the story.
When we were in New York, we actually...
like subtitles.
Yes.
Yes. So in New York, though, they don't have that. But you can go and get these... It's like handheld devices that are... Yeah. Because we had some trouble like hearing. I'm like, what are they saying? I can't actually make out. So we went, and it was like for people that are hard of hearing.
Yeah.
But you can hold this little device and you can read the words as they're singing. And
okay. Sing along.
We could have.
You could have.
Yeah.
Free. Maybe it's best if you don't. But it goes the other way too. Like, so I've told you guys I got into Severance recently. And I'm watching it. I watched it on the plane on our trip. Our vacation, and Kelsey did not really get into it. But I said, you got to give it a try. You got to give it a try. She compared last weekend to a hostage situation.
Oh, my gosh.
As I like, you got to watch episode 5 to get to 6, to get to 7, to get caught up. She's just not into it. So it does cut both ways.
I'm with you on that. And I know TJ is tweeting over the last couple of days about, you know, when does it get good? I am right there with him. And I'm just not going to waste any more time.
It's a slow burn, John.
Oh, it's a slow, slow burn.
John, as I said to TJ, it's a thinking show, so maybe that's part of the issue.
Oh, wow.
It's more of an intellectual presentation.
I think it's for people that hate their jobs. I don't want to think about work when I'm away. Like, I hate my job so much, I can't wait to turn my brain off. On a similar note, Lisa... has been on me because I'm a big fan of action movies. Jason Bourne, I love the series, watch it time and time again, and movies such like that. So she's like, you got to watch Mission Impossible. I'm like, Tom Cruise, I don't know. And so I sat down and watched it with her. They're great movies.
Really?
They're great movies. There is nonstop action. There are multiple things blowing up. At multiple times, it's loud. There is just it. I hate to admit it that there's a Tom Cruise movie or series that I like, but it has. It's one of those, and I'll admit it right now. She asked, and I think they're terrific.
248-539-9797. We got phone calls to get in on this. Steve and Romulus, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say I was skeptical about going to a show for years, and then I happened to get some free tickets to the Broncos.
To the what?
Just blew me away, and I've been hooked ever since. And I've been to The Lion King, which was extraordinary, even Pretty Woman. But I just want to say, for me, it was more about the people watching, and just you get an array of people from, I mean, people pulling up in limousines. I was just blown away. I couldn't believe. It's just a great night. You get some dinner with it, and I'm with you now. I'm kind of hooked on going through these plays.
Steve, what was the first one? You dropped there for a second. What was the first one that hooked you?
The Bronx Tale. It's based off the movie, and it was awesome. It comes around every now and then, and it's a really, really good play. And I find that I like to go to plays that are based more off of like movies or TV shows, The Lion King, Pretty Woman, because I can kind of relate to them.
Yeah.
I try to compare them with the movie versus the play, and they're very accurate, and the talent is crazy, and the etiquette. There's so much etiquette when you go to these plays. I had no idea. But yeah, it's a good time. I'd recommend it to anybody. If you just give it a shot, you'd probably be hooked.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
The people watching is terrific as well. I mean, it's not quite as good as sitting at the airport watching the variety of individuals that walk by, but there are people that get, I mean, like he said, some people do show up in limos and they get out in evening gowns and tuxes, and then there's other people that are showing up in jeans. It just, the people watching is tremendous.
You made a face, Heather.
I did.
Yeah, when you...
About what? Maybe I don't...
Something that John had just said.
The airport people watching?
Yes, that's what it was.
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking of Cedar Point. I think I was just thinking of other places to people watch.
The people watching at Cedar Point.
I don't know why I made a face.
I don't know. Like, actually, the airport's
clear to the state of Ohio. People watching in Ohio is very entertaining. Really? Wow, never thought I'd see that.
So we're talking things that...
Nice tooth.
We're talking about things that your husband dragged you to or your wife dragged you to that you go, I didn't think I'd like this, but I actually did. Ticket Texter says, you guys have to try the Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, I want to very badly.
So, haven't been to a Symphony Orchestra in a theater, but every 4th of July at the Henry Ford, at Greenfield Village, they have the Detroit Symphony Orchestra show up and play while the fire, or leading up to the fireworks and while the fireworks are going on. It's awesome.
So 6 years ago, Sarah and I went to a show at Orchestra Hall, DSO playing the original score to Star Wars while the movie was playing.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And that was fantastic.
That's cool.
A couple weeks ago, my wife made me go up north to go snowmobiling. I've never been on one, never really cared to. However, once I got going, I didn't want to get off. I felt like a kid again. Can't wait to go back. That's from Brian.
Uh-huh. Have the freshly groomed trail. That'll hook you in a heartbeat.
Texter says, this is our first season as a Wings season ticket holder. My wife was about it for a social event, but now she's really into hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Texter says, I'm in let it play out mode for a request from my spouse. She set up a cruise next year that I'm totally dreading. Just does not sound like I want to do for my vacation, but maybe this will be the case and I'll end up enjoying it. I'm in let it play out mode.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you done a cruise, John?
I have one time.
Okay. Heather, never?
I have never. I don't anticipate ever doing one. Unless it's maybe a Disney cruise for the kids. No.
Then you can go swim in the yellow pool.
Oh, I'm not. No, it's more about letting them hang out with characters and swim and pee. No, I'm not about cruises. I don't think I am. Maybe I would love it. Yeah, maybe I'd be like that guy.
I'd love being on a boat. I could live on a boat. But I don't want to be locked on a boat with that many people.
No. Or just stuck in a little room and somebody dictating my trip. I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I get the flaws of a cruise, but I mean, every pool has pee in it.
True. Yes. Very true.
Sure. Some more than others.
But a Disney cruise definitely has pee in it.
I've gone to one cruise, and I'm cruise guy.
Well, it was a very unique, special cruise.
Well, because I said it was an adults-only cruise, which then took a different connotation with certain listeners. But it was just to be free of all the bratty children. It was a relaxing trip. It was 5 days.
All the bratty.
5 days. But here's the beauty of it. You're not on the boat all 5 days. We had three different stops.
Of course not.
Well, you're making it sound like you're stuck on a boat.
But you have to be back to the boat at a certain time.
You're left. How many news stories
we
had?
There. Yeah. I don't like that. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Noted. All right.
Oof.
Sheesh.
Look out.
John, how come just one cruise? Was it just not your thing?
Yeah, it's just not my thing. I've
never done one.
Yeah. again, I love being on a boat. I could fish on a boat all day, which is something I've tried to get Lisa to do. She's done it a couple times. She likes being on a boat. Fishing, not so much. Ice fishing, again, that was one where I... Yeah. That's an acquired taste for anybody that's never done it before. I love it. It's my favorite way to go fishing, but she wasn't about that. It's not cold. It may be cold getting out there, but it wasn't even the way I was doing it at the time. It wasn't even cold getting out there. Once you get the shanty set up and you get out of the truck, you literally could go in your slippers.
Heather, you brought up Disney. Texter says, my wife got me into going to Disney World. I love it now. The wallet, not so much. That's Greg in a work van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's Disney. Anywhere you go with Disney, they put the vacuum cleaner in your pocket and they suck out every penny you have.
John, you may appreciate this one. My husband does not like country music, but I brought him to Nashville. Nashville's electric and he loved all the live shows.
You know what? It's kind of like I'm not a huge blues fan, but being in Memphis... Yeah, I was a Blues fan then.
Jim in Canton, you're on 97.1.
Guys, I think you're way off on the cruises. My wife and I took one 20-some years ago. It was fantastic. I didn't know what it was going to be like. We love them. We've done 20 of them now, and they're awesome. I don't know what is it about them you don't think you'd like? The water?
Oh, no. Love the water. Love being on a boat. I just don't like the small rooms, and I don't want to pay for a bigger one.
Yeah, I don't like the rooms. I don't like being around a ton of people. And I don't like the having to, this is where we're stopping. You got to get off now. Get back on by this time. I don't know. The whole idea of it doesn't sound appealing to me.
The
masses
are so big. You get lost on the ship. There's places where you can be totally isolated.
Yeah.
I mean, they're huge. Yeah.
I'm not going to say they're not fun. They are. It's just not my cup of tea.
I have no idea, I guess. I've never done one.
Yeah.
Heather, try one.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
All right.
An Alaskan cruise.
Oh, I definitely want to go to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
I could do one of those European cruises that's a really small, it's hardly any people on the ship. That'd be cool.
Go with Jim.
More ticket text, 248-539-9797.
A lot in that comment.
He said a lot with only a little bit there.
Uh-huh.
Texter says, my wife likes foaling now. It was a date night idea. She didn't think she'd like it, but now we go all the time, and it's a go-to date night spot for us.
Okay. Foaling, and most foaling places have axe throwing.
Yes.
That's awesome.
This person says, ballroom dancing. They never thought that they would like it, but they went, and now it's a cool date night for him and his wife. And one last one says, Costa, you and Jansen should go to a show together, and I have the perfect musical for the two of you, Cats.